Task 2. Explore. Topic: a famous person. Title: I knocked it off.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan monolog tentang biografi Edmund Hillary yang akan diikuti oleh 3 pertanyaan yang akan mengukur pemahamanmu yang lebih dalam tentang teks tersebut. Simak dan jawab pertanyaannya ya.
Hi friends, I'm sure you already know Mount Everest. Yes, you are right. It is Earth's highest mountain. Reaching its summit has long been an object of fascination for explorers. It gives them status and prestige to say that they have accomplished such a feat. For me, Everest was more of a beginning than an end to my life of adventure. Yes, I was the first man recorded to reach the summit of Everest. I knocked it off. I am Sir Edmund Hillary. I was born in Auckland, New Zealand, on the 20th of July, 1919. My father was a beekeeper and my mother was a teacher. I was educated at Auckland Grammar School and I spent 2 years at Auckland University before joining my father in the honey production business. My first contact with mountains came through a skiing trip at high school in 1935. But my interest soon changed with 10 years of weekends and holidays spent making a number of difficult first ascents in New Zealand's mountainous regions. 1951 was the beginning of my association with the Himalayas, when I made my first ascent of 6 peaks over 20,000 feet with 4 New Zealand climbers. I was back in the Himalayas again in 1952 with the British Cho Oyu expedition, and on the 29th of May in 1953 with Tenzing Norgay, I reached the summit. Knighted by Queen Elizabeth II, I became both an international celebrity and a local hero at that time. Soon after that, I participated in expeditions to the South Pole and was among the first to reach the top of Mount Herschel. In 1961, I also developed resources for the people of Nepal. I acted on my growing concerns for the Sherpa people's welfare. On the 11th of January 2008, I died of heart failure at Auckland City Hospital. I devoted myself to the environment and humanitarian efforts, and I hope that I made a profound difference to communities in Nepal, where my famous summiting was achieved.
Answer the following questions based on the monologue by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number 1. What will the listener most likely do after listening to the talk? A. Tell others that the speaker reached the summit of Everest alone. B. Inform people that the speaker did not like adventure. C. Motivate others by sharing the speaker's inspiring story. D. Tell others that the speaker did not have enough experience in ascents in New Zealand. E. Inform others that the speaker did humanitarian work for New Zealanders. Question number 2. The speaker said, "For me, Everest was more of a beginning than an end to my life of adventure." What does the speaker imply? A. The speaker loved adventure very much. B. The speaker considered that reaching the Everest summit was not so great. C. The speaker did not have enough experience in climbing mountains. D. The speaker thought that knocking off Everest Peak was a great feat. E. The speaker did not think that reaching the top of Everest was the last of his adventures. Question number 3. Based on the talk, what made the speaker so passionate about mountain climbing? A. His first skiing trip when he was in senior high school. B. His success in several difficult ascents in New Zealand's mountainous regions. C. His failure in studying at university. D. His experience in running a honey production business. E. His humanitarian efforts for the people of Nepal.
Bagaimana Sobat Pintar? Mudah bukan? Supaya lebih meyakinkan, silakan konfirmasikan jawaban ke gurumu ya.
Well, are you curious about the right answer? You may ask your teacher. She or he will give you even more explanations.